This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Agen Chodesh. So, there are two simanim in Shulchan Aruch that are very small. One of them is so small it doesn't even have a name. There's Simen Shin. Simen Shin is Sheyesader Shulchan B'Matzoy Shabbos. You need to set your table Matzoy Shabbos. Doesn't matter how little you eat, even if you just eat a kazayas, one should set their table for Sudas Malava Malka. The whole siman is, the title, the kaiseres of the siman is Sheyesader Shulchan B'Matzoy Shabbos. And there's one sif, La'olam Yisader Adam Shulchan B'Matzoy Shabbos, Kedei L'Lavi Yisus Shabbos, Afilu Ein Atzarach Elal Kazayis. That's Sudas Malava Malka. Then there's another little siman in Shulchan Aruch. This siman is so small it doesn't even have a name. Siman Taf Yates. It says, Mitzvah Laharbois B'Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah to increase Sudas Rosh Chodesh. That's the whole siman, the ganza siman. You know, sometimes in Shulchan Aruch, a siman could have 80 sifim. This one has only one sif with no name. Interesting. So it's a mitzvah to marbe Sudas Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says in Beya, like this, Kol mezaynoisav shel adam k'tzuvim loy mei Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. One's parnasa is set, meaning there's nothing you can do to change it. By the way, there is. You could forfeit it. If you don't go to work, you're going to change. You're not going to make it. Money's not going to fall through. You have to do some hishtadlus. But if you do more hishtadlus, you're not going to make more. And if you do less hishtadlus, you're not going to make less. That's just the way it is. No matter how much, you would like to believe that that's not true. Everyone would like to believe, if I'm going to work more, I'm going to make more money. But it's not true. It's not true. It never was true. It never will be true. Once a person does hishtadlus, they will make whatever they are destined to make. And however, there is a way, there are certain expenses that are not counted to the cheshbon. What are they? The Gemara says, chutz mehoitzas shabbosos, except for what you spend on Shabbos. Voitzas yomim tovim, what you spend on Yom Tov. Voitzas banav l'tamu Torah, and tuition. So I never understood why the yeshivas give scholarships. I'm not complaining, but you know, why don't they pull out this Gemara? Say, I give you $1,000 off, so you're just gonna have you're gonna have to get a new muffler or something. So just give it to us. But whatever. But that is what the Gemara says. Comes Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg, and he says, look in Medrash Rabba Parshas Emor, and the Medrash adds there's another thing that doesn't come off the cheshbon, and that is Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So the truth is, if a guy sponsors today, I was thinking of sponsoring today. No, stam, why not? I'm not losing anything. Let's say I give $50 to sponsor. I'll get it back. Guy, somebody will yeah, subscribe to the Mar. Someone will subscribe to the Mar Mekaymus or something.
Include the tax deduction or not?
I don't know.
Five back? Do you get the whole 50 back?
Yesh lachgar, you know. But so the Rebbe Tzal Ranchberg wants to know, why don't we say Sudas Rosh Chodesh? Why doesn't the Gemara say Sudas Rosh Chodesh? So Rebbe Tzal Ranchberg said, could be. It's included in Yom Tov. Meaning the Gemara says Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, like we find in Psachim. Fine. So Rosh Chodesh is one of those things that it's an inyan to be marba in the Suda. It's such an inyan, there's an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch about it. And let's just try to explain a little bit why these two simanim in Shulchan Aruch, which are so small, an entire siman is dedicated to Sudas Malava Malka and Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so interesting, I saw last night, I wanted to announce it today. I try to minimize announcements. That the Shla says, he's talking about in Shar HaOisiyos, the Shla says, one, in general, should try to avoid Schoik and Kalas Roish and wasting time, but especially on holy days of the year, like Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. I mean, imagine a guy on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, imagine you saw people, they're playing cards. Say, come on, you know. On Rosh Hashanah, you know, you realize the seriousness of the time. Not an appropriate thing to do, maybe ever, but Rosh Hashanah. So the Shlosh says, Nimsa shehachoyte oz v'schoyke v'kal soish chomer yoysim v'mshar Hashanah. V'ani oimer hu adin b'Rosh Chodesh. Says the Shlosh, in my opinion, Rosh Chodesh, which is a zman kapara, person should avoid schoyke and kal soish. He says on Rosh Chodesh, you have neshama yisera also. He says you have toisefes kedusha b'neshama. He quotes from the Kubbalim, fine. And then he says an interesting thing. He says, in the beginning of Masechta Psachim, that since Rosh Chodesh is a Zaman Kapara, one should do tshuva. When should you do tshuva? When? before Shacharis, while you're eating a bagel, when should you do tshuva? So the Shlach says, "Benira be'enai sheroi lasis kein koydem tefilas musaf." Before you daven musaf, you should be mahar b'tshuva. Fine. So at least tomorrow, you'll remember to do tshuva before tefilas musaf.
What does that mean?
What to do tshuva?
Okay,
tshuva is four things. First of all, Ribon Shem, I regret all my sins. Charata. The first thing is vidoy. Vidoy, you say, Ribon Shem, I sinned against you. Chatas yufanecha. That's vidoy. Charata, I feel bad about it. Aziva, I'm not going to do it anymore. And Kabbalah Al-Asad, I accept. Aziva is I stop. And Kabbalah Al-Asad, I accept not to do it again. Okay. So I want to share with you alamdos. I brought in my whole set of Emunah Sitecha, and there are four different places where he talks about this. Let's see if we could find it very quickly. It goes like this. Okay. Does anybody know, on Monday and Thursday, we have how many aliyos?
Three.
And on Yom Tov, we have how many aliyos?
Five.
And on Shabbos, how many do we have? Seven. So Gemara Megillah, and Daf Chav Gimel wants to know why. My high, why 3, 5, and 7? Says Gemara, it's Keneged Berchas Kohanim. Yivarechacha Hashem, Yishmerecha Monday. Yair Hashem Panavei Lecha V'Chuneka on Yom Tov. Yisa Hashem Panavei Lecha V'Yasim Lecha Shalom Shabbos. Okay, beautiful remez. Nice Dvar Torah. If your kid said it Friday night, you'd be like half asleep, listen, and you'd let it go. But if you actually think about it, what in the world does Berchas Kohanim have to do with laning? Oh, because Berchas Kohanim, exactly. Yeah, Shaychas, as they say in French. Shaychas, what does Berchas Kohanim have to do with laning? So here's the Gemara. It's a lamdus that there's a Shagas Aryeh, and then Rav Wolfson has a different take on it. The Gemara Megillah once says that on Monday and Thursday we lane, we call up three people, and on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed we call up four people, and on Yom Tov we call up five, and Yom Kippur six, and Shabbos seven. Says the Gemara, Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, Zeha Klal, it's all a matter of work. The less work you do, the more aliyos there is. The more work you're allowed to do, the less aliyos there are. The bottom line is, we don't want people to lose out on work. So on Shabbos, nobody's doing anything. You can't even cook. You can't even do Oichel Nefesh, and therefore there's seven aliyos. Comes Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the Isser Malacha is not as chamor, and therefore we call up six aliyos. Comes Yom Tif, and you could cook and you could carry, therefore there are five aliyos. Comes Chol HaMoed, that you're not allowed to do Malacha except for Dover Avod. There are four aliyos. Comes Monday and Thursday where anything goes. So there are three aliyos. Why? Because what's going to happen? Imagine you came late to work. So the boss says, where were you? Where was I? It was Monday. We had 15 aliyos. We had seven aliyos. And then they made hoysafas. They sold the aliyos in the shul. They, you know, where do you daven? You must daven in K. Over there, they're always asking people to give money to the building. Right? So they, I daven in K. And it was a Monday and Thursday, and they had seven aliyos, and they sold another eight. So boss said, well, you know, what's wrong with you? I don't care where you daven. You got to come into work. It's bitul malacha, right? So the Gemara basically says that we don't want to be mevato people from their jobs. So the more work you're allowed to do, the less aliyos there has to be. It's pasha, people have to make a living. So on Monday and Thursday, you're allowed to work a lot, and therefore we have to minimize aliyos.
So why do we do that instead of making a short chazar shashat? Why leaning takes that one aliyah is the one? Why don't we do something that, let's say chazar shashat, we daven ishmer nesrei, chazar shashat, I'm saying, like, you see that, they make it, so why are we choosing leaning?
Why does leaning get the brunt of it?
The actual aliyah is not really like a big
deal. Especially because the actual aliyah is not.
But you don't want to probably change the whole davening, right? If the one, some days you have.
Look, I guess in Aliyah, you're leaning the Torah. We're not leaning more of the Chumash. So now the issue is how many Oilam are there? Okay, it's kedai to think about that. But that's what the Gemara says, right? That it's dependent on the Malacha. So now let's talk about the days that you have four Aliyos. What are the 2 days you have four Aliyos? Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. So Chol HaMoed, I understand. You know, I'll do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. You know, somebody called me up. This is the most common shaila on Chol HaMoed. Can I go to plaster gallery. Who, you remember Plaster Gallery?
Yeah?
They basically take the ceramics and you paint it. Answer is no. You can't do it on Chol HaMoed. You can't. It's not a Tzar Chol HaMoed. You can't paint. It's malacha. It's a tevu malacha. Bishal, you have a car, so I need to get somewhere. I need to do it. That's mamish. It's uman. Ma'isa uman. There's no, you don't need to eat on that plaster on Chol HaMoed. I've asked the shaila many times because I've been asked it many times. So I've...
That's so kids are not allowed to draw on Chol HaMoed?
It's time for recreation?
No. Just for,
no.
Like,
no, no. No. Anyway, but that's not what this is about. You know, if it's Nageya, again, you never paskin based on anything you hear in a shir. That's the klal in Harius. At the end of Harius, it says, in Harius, it says like this. If so, you went to a shir and the Rav said X, Y, Z, and you followed it, you're amazed. You're amazed. The Rav's not paskining. If you ask the Rav a shayla and he said something, you go to Rav, you say, by the way, what's the halach in such case? And the Rav says something, you follow it, and the Rav is wrong, you're amazed. You have to say, Rav, it's nageya me right now. What should I do? Then I'm taking it on my shoulders. Then you have to look into it. Then if you, then you're a shagig. Remember, that's the Gemara in Harius, three cases. The Gemara in Harius on the bottom of the page. Okay, so basically like this. So the question is, hotenach chalamoyed, where they're not do malacha. But Rosh Chodesh, there's no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Isser Malacha. So why are there four aliyos on Rosh Chodesh? Imagine you come late to work. The boss says, where were you? I davened in a shul that had an extra aliyah. The boss said, why was there an extra aliyah? Because you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. The boss said, well, what Torah do you have? Where does it say you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed? You are allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. On Rosh Chodesh. You are allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh. Says Rashi and Tosfos on Chaf Beis Amud Beis that even though you're allowed to work, Ein Hanoshim Oisos Malacha. Women don't work. Why don't women work? As a reward for not participating in the Chet HaEgal, which is the biggest tame in the world. You hear what Rashi's saying? It's the shverest Rashi ever. So imagine, you come late to work. The boss says, where were you? So you say, I'm not allowed to do malacha. The boss says, what are you talking about? It's Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but the minhag is women don't work. So the boss says, I didn't hire your wife. I hired you. Who cares that women don't work? What's Rashi talking about? Women don't work. But why is there an extra aliyah? But you do work. Women don't come to shul on Rosh Chodesh. Even in places where women love to come to shul, I don't know, they're not coming to Rosh Chodesh here, Kriyas HaTorah.
The women don't work, the husbands have to work.
It's a raya that to the lifestyle, the women work and the husbands stay home and take care of the kids.
Only in Rosh Chodesh.
So that's Rashi's shot seems to be very difficult. So what? So what that women don't work? But if the klal in aliyos is dependent on bitul malacha, could we what?
Scrub this part of the shir so women don't hear?
They're not listening to this part. But if it's tali on bitul malacha, there's no bitul malacha for men who are doing. The men are coming to work, and the women, they're not coming to shul. They're not hearing the kriyas HaTorah. So the Shagas Aryeh therefore rejects Rashi. And the Shagas Aryeh says, Pshat in the Gemara is the same way in Chodesh Nisan. Why don't we say Tachanun on the first 12 days of Nisan? Because the Nesiim brought their Karbanos, and when you're makriv a Karban, it's considered like a Yomtiv for you, and that's why we don't say Tachanun. And the same reason why don't we do Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Because we were makriv the Karban Pesach. Whenever you're makriv a Karban, it's a Yomtiv. So too on Rosh Chodesh, when they were makriv the Karban Rosh Chodesh, it was considered a Yomtiv. And therefore, when you're makriv a carbon, you don't do malacha. Frakti Yushalmi. So we should never do malacha any day because they're makriv the carbon talmid every day. Says Yushalmi, but Hashem said, v'yasafta deganecha, you could do work. So on a regular day, there's a special dispensation. Apparently, people are soymich on this the whole year. You don't go to work. Why? Carbon talmid. But that's the Pshat Shagas Aryeh. That the reason why Rosh Chodesh is a day of bitul malacha is because since the carbon was brought, people refrain from doing malacha. Shagas Aryeh says that's very nice, but bezman hazeh there's no carbon tamina. So bezman hazeh there is no bitul malacha. There's no bitul malacha. Bezman hazeh there's no restriction of doing malacha. If there's no restriction of doing malacha, how could we be matriarch people to endure another aliyah and all that it entails? Yeah, Amoid, the guy stepped out. Should we call up a different guy? You know, every aliyah is a whole, you never know what can happen. So why should people have to endure another aliyah just because it used to be that a carbon was brought on Rosh Chodesh if it's not brought anymore? So basically, Rav Wolfson has a very interesting understanding of Rosh Chodesh in general. And last night, for the first time, I saw in the Sefer Shai Yisaschar of the Munkacher, he says a similar idea, and he finds earlier sources for it. Let me tell you an interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei, that, do we have a Rosh Hashanah here? The Gemara says that there was a problem. The problem was that if the moon is seen, it's going to take 24 hours for the new moon to appear. Meaning that basically what happens is at the end of the month, the moon wanes, and then it reappears. If you could still see the old moon, there's no way you're going to see the new moon for at least 24 hours, because it takes time for it to disappear and reappear. The problem was that they needed to make it Rosh Chodesh fast, because otherwise it would be a Cheshbon, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos would be back to back. The problem was they're still seeing the old moon. So the Gemara says that Rav is on Dav Chav Hei. They saw the moon. So basically the Amoraim started to talk to the moon. So if you start talking to the moon, you should know you're just following in the ways of your ancestors, although I have someone that you could speak to. Fine. So they said, get out of here, moon. Get lost, because we need to be mechadesh you very soon. We need to sanctify you. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, Rebbe then told one of the Tanoim, go to a different city where the moon doesn't appear, make it Rosh Chodesh, give me the following clue. Meaning, send me the following message that in fact it's Rosh Chodesh. The message is, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayam. Okay, here it goes. The Gemara says that they saw the moon on the 29th day of the month, so Rav Chiya took a clod of earth, threw it at the moon, and he said, get out of here, we have to be Mekadesh you. Rebbe then told Rav Chiya, go to Ein Tav, where the moon is not apparent, sanctify the moon, and send me a message, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. What in the world does that mean? Why send me a message, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam? So Rashi says, he heard from his Rebbe, that it was at a time that there was a gzera, they weren't allowed to sanctify the new month, and therefore they couldn't openly say that it was Rosh Chodesh. Therefore Rebbe said, the secret message that it's Rosh Chodesh is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Why? Because we know David HaMelech is compared to Levana. Like it says, Kisoi Kashemesh Negdi Ki Yareach Yikoin Olam. David HaMelech is compared to the new moon. By the way, we say in the Kiddush Levana, Ubi Kashtem Es Hashem Lekeyem V'Es David Malkam. That the new moon portends to the future renewal of Malchus Beis David. And therefore, instead of explicitly saying that it's Rosh Chodesh, just say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Says Rav Shamshin Me'ashtapoli. Now Rav Wolfson says this in one of his Svarim, but the Munkacher quotes it from Rav Shamshin Me'ashtapoli, that there's a deeper thing over here. It's not just David is compared to the moon. The gematria of Rosh Chodesh is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. What Rebbe was telling Rav Chiya is, of course, you can't say Rosh Chodesh. So be Meramis to it. How are you going to be Meramis to it? Say the words, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. That's Gematria Rosh Chodesh. And it's in Kiddush Levana, very good. It's in Kiddush Levana. That's why do we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam in Kiddush Levana? The moon, Rosh Chodesh, is the Yom Tov of David. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, in the entire Tanakh, we don't find anyone celebrating Rosh Chodesh other than the kings. And primarily which king? We read it yesterday. Shaul. Shaul's busy. He's always celebrating Rosh Chodesh. Why is Shaul always celebrating Rosh Chodesh? Because Shaul feels Malucha is his. So as a way of establishing his Malucha, he wants to celebrate Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh represents the renewal and the power of David HaMelech and true Malchus. Rosh Chodesh is Gematria, David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. That's why Shaul was celebrating Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to take the Malucha. He wanted to usurp the Malucha. In fact, Rav Wolfson has a very interesting thing. Me'ikar hadin, meaning Medina de Gemara, do you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? No, not at all. You don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. In fact, Sfardim don't make a bracha on halal. Right? We make a bracha. We make a bracha because Ashkenazim Paschim, you can make a bracha on a minhag.
We make likra. We make ligma.
You say a bracha on halal?
No, we say...
One second.
We say the bracha is ligma. By us is ligma.
On a regular Yom Tov.
Yeah.
What do you say on the first days of Pesach?
We say, we finish it.
What about on the second days of Pesach?
No, we just go into it.
You don't make a bracha?
We don't make a bracha.
And how about on Rosh Chodesh? You don't make a bracha, right? Okay. But so the question is, what are we saying halal about? Think about it. On Pesach, we say halal about the miracle that happened in Yitzhias Mitzrayim. On Sukkot, we say halal about the miracle on Ani Akavai. We always say halal about something that happened. What are we saying halal over? Nothing happened. The answer is, that's why we don't say hallel, me'ikar hadin. That's why Sfaradim don't make a bracha. It's not a real hallel. So what are we singing hallel over?
We don't say hallel.
Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to say hallel because Sifrei Chaim HaMesef. But what miracle are you saying hallel over on Rosh Chodesh? So what was that? It's the miracle of the renewal of Malchus Beis David, that despite the fact it didn't happen yet, we're margish in our neshama that there's something latent in the day. The power of the flourishing of Samach David Avdecha is latent in the day of Rosh Chodesh. So even though technically we're not required to say Hallel, but we don't contain ourselves, it's like Hallel Al Shem HaAsid. We don't make a bracha yet, we can't make a bracha, but still there's something latent in the day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Gematria, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Who celebrates Rosh Chodesh? The Malachim are celebrating Rosh Chodesh. So like this. The women didn't sin at the Egel. So how do we reward them? Why don't we reward them? Buy them a diamond ring. So you say that's too expensive. I don't know. Buy them a bouquet of flowers. What's the pshat that because women didn't sin at the Egel, therefore they don't work? Like what is one? Since you didn't sin at the Egel, therefore you don't work? It's pashat. Listen carefully. How many melachas you now do on Shabbos? Lamites. What's lamites in Aramaic? Layit, curse. Work is a curse. It's a curse. B'zeyas apecha toich alechem. Before the curse of Adam, nobody had to go to work. Everything grew on the tree. The gluskos grew on the tree. Work is a result of the chet of Adam Arishain. It's a curse. That's why on Shabbos, which is a day of bracha, to do malacha on the yom of bracha, you're bringing klala into the day of bracha. Mechalaleha, mois yumas. You're going back to the chet of Adam Arishain. Adam HaRishon brought the curse of B'zeyas HaPecha Toich HaLechem. When Hashem gave us the Torah in Har Sinai, we rid ourselves, Pasku Zu HaMasu, we rid ourselves of the sin of Adam HaRishon. We were going to live forever, and we wouldn't have to work. But then we sinned by the Egel. And when we sinned by the Egel, we renewed the sin of Adam HaRishon. And we have to work again. But women who didn't sin at the Egel, on some level, they didn't restore the sin of Adam HaRishon. So for them, the appropriate reward is you get to go back to the way life was before the sin. You don't do malacha. Mamela, says Rav Wolfson, it's not the pshat, oh, women don't work. Okay, what's it got to do with me? No, the fact that women don't work is symbolic of the fact that there's something latent in this day, that this day is very connected to the Asid Lavoi of when David's malchus will be restored and there will be no malacha. So you're right. Right now, I'm allowed to do as much malacha as possible. But the aliyos are not connected to the actual work per se. They're connected to the respective sanctity of the day. Shabbos, the sanctity is on the highest level. You're not allowed to do any work at all. Shabbos is Yom Shekula, Shabbos, Menuchah L'Chai L'Mim. Therefore, there's seven aliyos. And Yom Tov is on a lower level. And Rosh Chodesh has a certain kedusha in it, which is manifest in the fact that women don't work, but doesn't mean that for men there's no sanctity in the day. It's still on a higher level than a regular Monday and Thursday. It's a day that's latent with bracha. The bracha of Rosh Chodesh is that it has a smattering of the future restoration of Malchus Beis David. It's not a coincidence that Rebbe was the one who said to Reb Chia, tell me David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Throughout Shas, Rebbe's always standing up for Malchus Beis David. That's why Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av. Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. Rebbe bathed on Shabbos B'Tammuz. Okay, but Rebbe was a descendant of David. Be it as it may, so what we're learning is that depending on the bracha of the day, that's how many aliyos there are. The more bracha the day has, the more aliyos. Therefore, what is the determining factor of aliyos? Berachas Kayanim. That's the connection between Berachas Kayanim and the aliyos. Shabbos has the greatest brachas. Vayivarach l'kim es yom ha-shvi'i. Therefore, there's seven aliyos. Yom Tov has a little less. Yar Hashem panu melech v'chunaka. Right? So there, that's the connection between Berachas Kayanim and the aliyos of the days. And that's the concept of Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the Suda of David HaMelech. So the Munkacha brings down, there are two Sudas that are considered Sudas David. What is it? Mava Malka, right? Dahi Suda Sa'adada Malka Mashicha, and the Suda of Rosh Chodesh. But right now, they're very small, because we're not Zoicha yet to Malchus Beis David. These are like the smallest Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. We don't even have, really, we shouldn't even be saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. David's Malchus is not apparent in the world. Malchus Beis David, it's not. That's what we daven for every day. Samach daven abdecha. It's almost non-existent. But says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah laharbois besudais rosh chodesh. Right now this is a small simin, but it's a mitzvah to marba in it to try to bring out the latent potential machas based of it on rosh chodesh, as well as really, Malava Malka, even though you only need a kezayis, but you should be mesader your shulchan. This is like we say, David HaMelech says, arrange my table for me. This is the sort of the smatterings, the potential for the Malchus based David in Sudas Malava Malka and in Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So we should talk about Zoycha on Rosh Chodesh, the Gematria, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, Shvizoycha Mitzvah Laharbois. And the good news is, it doesn't cost you any extra money. So if anybody wants to sponsor, the next time Sunday comes out on Rosh Chodesh, it's probably going to be taken already, so you'll have to do it a different time. Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.